Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Ed Sheeran. Power 101.7, the hottest music, 710. Good morning. You're waking up with the Bill and Jessica show.
Good morning. Cloudy to start the day, then partly sunny skies by the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s.
We do have some delays due to the fog. We posted them up on our social medias. Jess, you got them.
Caroline County Schools, 2-hour delay. Dorchester County Schools, also 2-hour delay. Dorchester Early Learning Center, 2-hour delay. Easton Head Start, 1 hour and 30 minutes. St. Clair Head Start, 2-hour delay, and Talbot County Schools, 1 hour and 30 minutes.
All right, so if we get any more, we'll definitely keep you up to date, and we post them up on our official Power Facebook page, so you can head on over and check them out there. You know, we gave away a pair of Chris Brown tickets last week, and we did the Text Your Ex Challenge.
Yeah.
Well, when we got in this morning, someone had texted in the screenshot of them texting their ex.
Oh, gosh.
Not our winner, someone else. 522 and said that he finally responded.
No.
Yes. He finally responded. I tried, but congrats to the winner. So she wrote to her ex, Matt. Okay. And it says, I love you. I want you back. And I want to take you to this Chris Brown concert. And then she wrote, I miss you. No. Then she said, hello. I know you're awake and at work. Then she wrote, you can't answer. I know you want to go to this Chris Brown concert. She said it's in August, so plenty of time to rekindle.
Oh, my God. No way.
I know you miss me. LOL. And then she wrote, never mind, I guess, because he was taking too long to respond.
Yeah.
So he finally responded. WTF. No. Yes. So, if you weren't tuned in, basically last week we did the Text Your Ex Challenge, and we had you guys text your ex, and then you had to text in when they responded. You had to screenshot it and send us the screenshot, and you had to say, basically, I miss you, and or I love you.
And mention Chris Brown.
And that you wanted to take him to the Chris Brown concert. You got Chris Brown tickets. So, we had a winner, but that was just another one.
That's a shame.
Just for that, just for all those messages.
I know. Gosh.
You know, that person should get tickets, but.
Sorry. My heart goes out to you.
Only got a certain amount. Gotta do what gotta do. But thank you for your participation. We appreciate that. Tiffany. There you go. Tiffany.
On our text. Ended up saying, never mind.
Yeah. We do have Chris Brown tickets, Nationals Park. Jess, you got all the details.
Yes, it's Breezy Bowl 20 with Chris Brown at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. The show is on August the 10th, and this is where you get to see Chris Brown and Summer Walker and also Bryson Tiller. And all you have to do is wake up right here with us because we have your tickets.
Yes. Gosh. So, again, just keep listening. I mean, we did.
You never know what we're going to come up with.
The Texture X Challenge. We did the Breezy Beat Drop. Just keep it locked right here to Power, the Bill and Jessica Show. We'll hook you up with the only station doing that, okay? Time now for some normal or no's.
All right.
You let us know if this is normal or no. You know, we've scanned Facebook. We've scanned X. We've scanned social medias. And here we go. I have no idea how much money my fiance makes. Mm-hmm. We live together, but keep our finances separate. He pays the rent and utilities, and we split everything else. We both have full-time jobs and we're the mortgage business. And that's where we met. My friends say I should know before we get married, but I say don't fix what ain't broke. Normal or no?
Sounds normal to me.
I don't know. That's kind of odd to me.
Sounds normal to me.
I don't think that. I mean, you don't know how much your significant other makes?
No, I have no clue.
Oh, okay. Jess says, long as he keeps buying.
I have no clue.
Long as he takes care of me.
He has no clue about me, and I have no clue about him.
500 says no, not normal. 390 says not normal.
I don't ask any questions. I'm just happy.
Jess says, long as
that's right.
Long as them bills paid.
Well, I fix something that's not broke.
As long as I get my steak on Friday night.
I'm not asking any questions.
All right, here we go. Normal or no? I say goodbye to my dog every day before I leave work. I also leave the radio on. Mm-hmm. It's you guys. So he has some company. Is that normal? Because it's us, I'm going to say it's normal.
It is normal.
Yes. Normal or no? Normal or no? You leave the radio on.
Yeah, the
and you say
radio
goodbye to your
or,
pet.
The TV, you say goodbye to your pet. I mean, all the things.
Yeah.
All the things.
470 says normal. 500 says normal. 390 says LOL normal. Normal or no? My boyfriend leaves a pair of socks and underwear in his glove compartment in his car. I don't know anyone who does this. I don't think it's normal. What do you think? Normal or no? Socks and underwear. I don't know.
Did he have something happen?
That sounds kind of sus. I don't know.
Did he have something happen?
I don't know.
Did he have to use the bathroom on the side of the road? Have you ever been in the woods and you had to go? I mean,
But what's going on here? Underwear? Why are you switching underwear and socks in your car? Are you cheating?
Oh.
That's the first thing I think of.
Oh, my God.
I would say not normal.
Oh, I'm trying to think what's in my glove box. I think just napkins and silly stuff. Chadwick has two pair of sunglasses. I was just in there yesterday getting napkins out. Wet wipes.
Is it wet wipes or dude wipes?
Eyeglass cleaners. Cologne. Some paperwork. But no undies or socks.
500 says WTH no. 830. My in-laws have been married for 30 years almost, and they have their finances separate too. They also don't know exactly how much one another makes or how much is in one another's bank accounts. And leaving socks and underwear in the car, yes. My boyfriend leaves a whole change of clothes in his car, underwear, socks, shirt, pants, everything. Oh, interesting. 390, not normal. 667. I say see you later and leave the TV on for the dog. Okay. Let's see.
I like these.
So, all right. So, what are we doing here?
I like to know what other people do.
My boyfriend, pair of socks and underwear. I say not normal. You say?
I think it's odd only because I don't do it or I don't know anybody that does it. But
just socks and underwear. Not a whole change of clothes. Just socks and underwear. So.
It's a little odd.
All right, here we go. And finally, normal or no?
Okay.
I lick potato chips before I eat them.
Oh.
But I don't do this in public. Normal or no? So, like, if you get a potato chip and you just kind of just lick it and then you eat it?
No, I don't do that.
You just put the whole thing in your mouth?
Yeah. Do you lick it first?
The only
are people
one
licking it first, like to get the salt off or something.
I don't know. Just like a little, like you taste it ahead
I
of
just
time.
Put the whole chip in.
Yeah,
I have a bag here that I'm in the middle of eating. You just put it in and go. There is no licking.
344 says extra clothes. F no. 390. No about licking the potato chips, but my daughter does this.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The only one I would say that I think I may have done this, I'm not sure, is the salt and vinegar. Just because I like the taste.
Salt and vinegar. I don't eat them that much because
they're one of my faves.
They get you.
Yeah. Lick the potatoes just before you eat them. That is kind of weird. I don't do that. If you want to comment, 302-858-5117. And if you have a normal or no, something you think is weird or something that you do that you don't know if anybody else does, feel free to text us as well.
Yes, let us know.
It's a Bill and Jessica show. We have a phone check with Clarissa Jenkins next after Big X the Plug. Good morning.